thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings. It hovers around damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes. What kind of thing is that?
Is that the mosquito?
Not the mosquito. No, it eats mosquitoes, though. It's a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak, two pairs of shiny wings. It hovers around damp places. And you think about a... Well, what, you know what you call that little thing?
No.
Sometimes people say they're a sign that snakes are nearby. You ever hear of a snake doctor?
Yeah.
What is a snake?
I don't know.
Well, that's Perfect. This little thing. It's
a
dragonfly called.
Dragonfly.
Or snake doctor.
I've heard of dry flies. Is that it?
Dry fly? No. That's not listed here. Could be, but that's not listed here. But you never heard of a dragonfly? Or a snake doctor?
Yeah, I've heard of snake doctors, but I don't know what they are.
Well, that's what we had in Oklahoma. And that's what this is describing.
Right.
And we call them snake doctors out there.
Well, I know.
What kinds of stinging insects do you know?
I know a wasp and a bumblebee and a hornet and a yellow jacket and the mosquitoes.
What's that kind that brings honey to you?
Honeybees.
Right. Okay. So you've already said the one that's the kind builds small paper nests often on the side of a house.
That's a dirt diver.
Well, that's a mud nest.
Oh, yes.
Dirt diver, but the one that nails...
Oh, that's a wasp.
Yeah, that's a wasp. They come in and it's fall of the year. You got them in your... Yeah,
Jude said that you moved her out down there this fall.
Who did?
Jude.
Is that right?
Said they just come in and swarm.
Yeah. What kind is it that builds nests in the ground? Swarms over you.
They're yellow jackets.
Right. And then what are those things that fly around at night and bite? Sometimes they carry malaria.
They're mosquitoes.
Right. What's that small insect that buries in your skin and raises welts up? You get out in the woods and...
Seed tick.
Oh, tick, but something
else. Chiggers.
What?
Chiggers.
Right, that's the word. What are the insects, some green and some brown, that hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers.
Right. And what's that small fish that's used for bait? You go down to the Seine and you get the small fish?
Minnows.
Right. And what do you find stretched across the corners of the room when it hasn't been cleaned?
Spider webs.
Right. And part of a tree underneath the ground is called the
roots.
Right. And the kind of tree that you tap for syrup.
That's a maple.
What kind of maple? Do you know it?
I don't know. It's just a plain maple tree.
You don't know of any kinds of maple?
This one out here, you can do it.
What is it? What kind is it?
It's just a plain old maple tree.
Have you ever tapped it for?
No, but I've seen the syrup run out of it.
Yeah.
And tasted it.
Is it called sugar maple sometimes? Or rock maple or hard maple?
Sugar maple, I guess, what you call it.
Okay. How about rock maple or hard maple or sugar tree?
Well, it could be called a sugar tree or a sugar maple.
Yeah.
But this is a maple and it does have that.
Has that tap, that juice comes out of it. What do you call the place where there is a lot of rock maples growing where you get your sugar? What's that? A whole lot of trees growing along there. It's a...
In a swamp?
No, well that's a place with several of the trees. What would you call a big group of these trees?
Wouldn't be called maple orchard, but...
Not quite, but the orchard is the idea. It's a big...
Orchard?
Another word there. Starts with a G. G-R-O-V-E.
Grove.
Is that what you say? Grove trees?
A grove tree.
You'd say grove trees.
A grove of trees.
Okay, what's that tree that's kind of a tree with broad leaves, which are shed all at one time, with bark that peels, with little knobs or balls, with tough wood used for chopping blocks? Zacchaeus climbed up in what kind of tree?
Sycamore.
Right. You got that one from the Bible, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's that tree that George Washington is supposed to cut down?